Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio. Lighten
up. Hello and happy Wednesday, sweet friends. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to be able to share in conversation with you today. How are you faring with the full moon? We are right on the cusp of, you know, another what I want to call transformational moon that is playing out, of course, as always, for our highest and greatest good. But it doesn't necessarily feel that way because we are experiencing all kinds of things, whether that be within us or around us. And of course, that is what today's show is going to touch on, because how do we function in being highly sensitive people to what is playing up around, around the world as a whole, and within our own communities, or as I always say, within our own little worlds. Now, first off, to understand that this is probably one of the most powerful full moons that we've experienced all year, and it's taking us deep inside to what is referred to as inner truth, or helping us to discover the truth of who we really are. There's a great stirring at our core level that is really being pulled or excreted, so to speak, from within us in terms of higher purpose, what it is we're here to really accomplish and achieve at a much higher level of our existence, not in our little ego capacity, but within the calling of each little angel that is inside of us. So we, this moon, and that's what it does. It activates the good, it activates the not so good kind of vibrations, but all of it for the greater unfolding of what is to come. And as I said, this moon is probably one of the strongest. It's known as the truth moon. So of course, honesty, integrity, are on the table. It's sparking up all kinds of things. We're seeing the truth of situations, and it's pushing us out of our comfort zone. There is nothing that the ego hates more than being taken out of what is comfortable, what is safe, and what is predictable. And I'll tell you right now, it's a huge cosmic weight playing out within our solar system. And as that is happening, it is definitely ruffling our feathers. So you know what? You're going to see that a lot of it where, you know, more than ever, that we're moving into a place and time within all of humanity where with this peaking that is happening around the globe, the drenching of light that is taking place, is that people everywhere are going to start opening up more in terms about their beliefs, in terms of admitting, you know, even to the world of, you know, my mediums out there, admitting to the fact that, you know, this is who you are, as well as speaking up for what they know is just and right. So there's a real call for all of us to be more truthful in all of our interactions, as well as being in truth of who we are. And of course, you know, that is what I'm all about, is helping you to identify and discover the truth of who you are so that you can live authentic and true to you and true to the purpose of your own soul. So I love that this moon is lined up exactly with all of that. I think it's always so amazing how everything syncs up so perfectly and how dynamically things unfold, as I said, for our highest and greatest good. Now, before I get into talking about today's show, where we're talking really about how do we navigate living and being a highly sensitive person in the midst of all of these energies? How do we as empaths really cultivate life so that we can begin to thrive instead of becoming overwhelmed, and maybe the sense of not being in so much of, I would say, inundated by other people's stuff. So that's really our conversation for today. Before I get going, I do want to remind you that the phone lines open up after the commercial break. I really invite you to call in. This is your opportunity to get some guidance, some direction, some insight in terms of how it is that you can maybe work through anything that you have going on within your life. Because right now the conversation is about our sensitivity. And as I said, it's stirring up all kinds of things, whether that be within relationship, within our health, within our finances, within our career. So we're really, you know, being put on a little bit of a roller coaster, not to mention the fact of either we're sleeping a lot or we're barely sleeping. So that's a part of the equation too. So please, please, please feel free to call in. Again, that number after the commercial break, the number is 248-809-3475. All righty. So, you know, here we are. You know, I think that the biggest thing in terms of being an empath is the fact that, you know, we are constantly feeling. It's as if our antenna to everything else in the world is always turned on. We're picking up the vibrations of what is playing out within the collective, within humanity, whether there's grief or sorrow, or whether there is trauma, or even times of great joy. I mean, we feel that, especially around the holiday season. There is this amplification that takes place for an empath of anything that's playing out within the world. And we have a tendency to absorb other people's emotions and even their physical symptoms because we are so highly sensitive. And so we kind of work like a filter of the world. Empaths really filter all of this energy. The highest purpose of an empath is to transmute these energies and really help to bring healing to the globe. I mean, we're part of transmutation that takes place. So even if these were absorbing the energy, we're not supposed to be holding on to it as if it's ours. And of course, I'm going to give you some empowering things in order to help you navigate that after the commercial break. What can happen very often for people who are highly sensitive in this capacity is that we have there is so much of a gift, and I'm going to be focusing on the gift after the commercial break, but right now talking about some of the impact that it can have. We can become so overwhelmed by stressful emotions. We can experience panic attacks as well as suffer from depression. There is also an aspect of what can be chronic fatigue, where all you want to do is sleep. We can go on to food and sex and drug binges. And also, again, we can have symptoms in our body at a physical level. It's like a manifestation of what could be illness due to aches and pains and discomforts, and actually go to a doctor, and a doctor turns around and says, yeah, you don't have anything wrong with you. It must be in your mind. But of course, there is something more to the story. And because empaths really do kind of what I'm going to say suffer. And I don't like to use the word suffer, but I mean, you know what, we're human. And so we go through suffering tendencies as a result of what we're experiencing on an energetic level. Now, we can, you know, as I said, we are super sensitive to the surroundings around us. One of the things for an empath, you know, is that it can be very debilitating, where, as I said, these things in terms of the anxiety, the panic, the depression, the ways of just sometimes not feeling like we can even cope on an emotional level or even on a physical level can really be very, very paralyzing at times. And so, you know, this is where we look and it's like, wow, like this is such a curse to be an empath. And actually, as I said, it's so much more, and it is an amazing, amazing gift. But once we learn how to be the empath that we are, to be within the empathic capacities of everything that we have, we're able to almost master a skill where some of the more difficult aspects of what it is that we go through begin to ease, and we can really begin to thrive within our life. And that's really where we begin to see the fact that it can be such a blessing. Now, there are pros and cons to everything in life, right? And so we know there's pros and cons to being an empath, that's for sure. So I want to kind of delve into some of the things. You know what? This really, oh my gosh, I'll tell you, spirit is bringing me so much stuff right now. One of the biggest things for empaths is the difficulty in being able to differentiate what is our stuff, you know, why we're feeling the way that we feel. And one of the greatest gifts that you could ever give yourself is to give up the search for the why you are feeling it. Because the moment we say, why do I feel tired? Why do I feel impatient? Why do I feel this? Or saying even the I am of things, we know that the moment we say I am to anything, we buy it hook, line, and sinker, and it becomes a part of who we are. So even saying I am tired, I am angry, I am, you know, frustrated, I am sad, we own it. And it may not necessarily be ours in the first place, but we are just so attuned to the energies that play out around us that we must become more attentive in how it is that we are responding to those energies as well. So it can, you know, making sense of what ours is probably one of the most challenging of things in terms of being able to really cultivate a healthier way of existence. Now, what's so fun, and I guess maybe fun is the wrong word, but to me it's fun. I think all this stuff is so cool. What's so interesting, there's a better word, you might feel more comfortable with interesting, because if you're going through some crap right now, you're saying, oh my gosh, Bonnie, this is not fun, lady, you have lost, you have lost it, you are off your rocker, and you're probably clicking off the show, and I certainly don't want you doing that. So what is so interesting is that when we get into these full moon energies, as I said, everything becomes amplified. We become extra sensitive to all of those energies around us. We become extra sensitive and around full moon because the reason for it is, you know, you think of it, it's known as lunar. There, and as lunar, there's a reason why the words have been derived as being where there is feeling like a lunatic. And we can feel like we're going a little bit crazy underneath all of these amplified energies. And we can also feel like we go a little bit crazy just on a regular day-to-day basis as well when we are in the state of overwhelm or internal exhaustion from what it is we've been feeling or experiencing within the world. So when we have full moon, it goes without saying that there is a little bit of lunacy that can take place, whether it be the feelings, you know, in terms of what cannot be understood as feeling the insanity of things, as well as that full moon influencing our behaviors. But because it influences the lunacy or the behaviors of other people, because it is poking at the emotional body of so many people and waking them up to who they are in truth, there is a lot of discomfort of the ego. And as an empath, we are feeling all of it. So anytime you're, you know, experiencing, I think for me, the most common thing to do or the easiest thing for me to do is just to simply question, like, what if this isn't yours, Bonnie? What if this is not mine? What if this is not mine? And I think that's a really great question to begin to desensitize in some way, or detach, I would be the better word, detach from what we're maybe experiencing on that feeling level around us. So what if it's not yours? What if everything that you're going through in terms of the depression, the feeling of being alone, the trouble, you know, emotional trouble that you're going through, the anxiety, the panic, what if it's not yours? What if you are just transmuting it? What if you are just in recognizing of the energy around you? So we need to become very inept at being able to differentiate what is ours and what belongs to someone else. And by questioning that in that what if capacity, it puts us back into the driver's seat of what is playing up energetically around us. We begin to, you know, start to have some awareness in terms of what it is that we are experiencing, what is ours, and what may be that of someone else's. Now, when we look at, you know, being an empath, as I said, I think that it's so interesting because, you know, when you understand energy and we understand that everything is energy and we are these energetic beings, right? We are vibrating with an energy. Everything around us within our life, within the, you know, the trees, the flowers, they all emit energy. The chairs that you're sitting on, the car that you're driving, it just, you know, it's all made up of energy. And so we become understanding that there's so much energetic information that is happening all around us, that sometimes even the subtlest of change can be detected by us on a vibrational level. So in understanding that there's an energetic vibration or frequency that is out in the universe around us, out in the world around us. And as an empath, we are able to sense those vibrations. But they may, and that's why it becomes important, that what you're feeling may not be yours. To understand that we are tapping in to an energetic frequency, an expression of energy that is holding a pattern that actually is originating from someplace else or from someone else, and it may not be ours. So we become, you know, as empaths, as I said, we need to become much more aware. We need to be attentive. Self-care is probably the number one thing that we have to remember to do. It's like, in taking care of us, we can take care of other people better, but we must take care of ourselves. We, you know, self-care. That's been a really big theme within the universe over this past month as well, that, you know, where we're really becoming much more attentive to our needs. And as empaths, we really must give more attention to taking care of ourselves. Now, empaths are naturally good listeners. If you want to have a heart-to-heart conversation, you want to be engaging with empaths. I mean, I think the majority of my friends are empaths because we feel each other deeply. And so you're probably feeling all of your friends and people around you deeply as well. But what happens is that there's a lot of judgment in terms of sensitive people, saying that we are too sensitive, that we are overreacting, and that we need to toughen up a little bit. And, you know, have you heard that? Have there been people saying maybe that in your world, or when you look at your life, you know, have you been, I know I remember that always being said to me, Bonnie, you are too sensitive. You have to learn how to toughen up. I didn't know how to toughen up. I couldn't help the fact that I was feeling things so deeply then, and I certainly cannot really help that I feel things so deeply now. Empaths are highly sensitive. We are naturally giving. We are spiritually open, and we make good listeners. We want to help people. It's innate to our soul. It's innate to our soul. And we can be very attuned to other people's moods, you know, whether good or bad, because we feel everything. And sometimes it can be to the extreme. As I said, anything that would be in terms of negativity, the anger, the anxieties, the things of other people, we can feel that. That vibe speaks to us before someone even has to open their mouth, before we even are in the same room. We're already picking up, you know, if you've got a child or a spouse or, you know, anyone coming to your home, even if maybe you work out of your home and you have a client coming there, you can sometimes begin to feel the vibe of the person who is coming to your home and they haven't even arrived yet, right? Our vibe goes before we do. And so we can feel it. And so when we're feeling that negativity all the time, it can be very exhausting. It's exhausting energetically. And the same works, you know, if there's a lot of peace and love all around us. I mean, that's when we flourish. That's when we, you know, feel so amazing, right? And we want more of that good stuff. Now, for a lot of empaths, we're judged or criticized for being introverts. You know, we get overwhelmed in crowds. I was just talking with a client of mine yesterday and bringing awareness to him over the fact that he is an empath. And, you know, we had the conversation, and I remember the number of times that, you know, my husband would want to go to an event, whether that be a staff party or a community event in some way. And it would be one of our biggest arguments, so to speak, in the fact that he would really want to go and I wanted to stay home. I didn't want to go spend time in the crowd. I didn't want to go to the party. I preferred to stay at home or have just a small group of people around me, people who I can vibe with, right? So we tend to be a little bit introverted, and we almost have to push ourselves to be the extrovert so that we can actually get out there and get things done, or show up to our jobs, or show up to even some of these, you know, these events that, like a staff party or a family gathering of some sort, that where we know that it's important for us to be there. It takes a lot of to get us there. Now, one of the other things that's so cool is that an empath is highly intuitive. So I mean, everyone is intuitive, but as an empath, it is turned on high. So we really need to listen. Most empaths are able to, you know, navigate life by simply looking or listening to those gut feelings that they have inside. And so they're able to then find positive relationships. They're able to, make decisions and choices in terms of what feels best. They're very tapped into the inner feeling, the intense feelings within. And so they're able to navigate their life because they can sense those vibrations. Now, most empaths, this is what's so cool, they have a high degree of creativity and imagination. So there are a lot of writers and singers and artists who are empaths because they're able to translate some of the energies and really begin, you know, as I said, it begins to really stir creativity and imagination. Now, empaths, as I said, are good listeners, and we're great problem solvers because we have a capacity to be able to feel into a situation, not to think about it, but to feel into a situation, to be able to determine, you know, what it is that might be the best decision, what the next step may to be, all by feeling or reading the vibration of anything that is playing up vibrationally. As I said, we make the good listeners, but you know what? Nature is our home. Empaths love being in nature. That time to go for walks outside, to be at the beach, to engage with nature in any kind, whether that be gardening, whether that, activities that put us in touch with the earth. This is one of the ways where we're so drawn to the elements. We love water, you know, the rivers, the oceans. It's where we find our place of peace because we're so inundated from the energies around us. We just want to disengage, detach, and pull away so that we can just find our zen. We need to find our zen. That's because it is so incredibly overwhelming. Now, one of the pitfalls, again, I want to say, or one of the difficulties is because we detach, we also have a tendency or can have a tendency to become reclusive, which means we end up not wanting to go anywhere. Much like I said, to the events that, you know, where my husband and I would have invitations to go out. We become reclusive where we don't want to, you know, maybe even go shopping or, you know, head out on a vacation or take in a class or anything because we begin to really pull away in a not a positive way, but it's one of the things we do in order to maybe block the energy of others. It's also one of the ways in which we, I guess, try to just find that zen, to be at peace. And so we have a tendency to be reclusive. We pull away and we tend to not like people or don't want to be around people. And then what happens from there? Then we complain because we're lonely. It's funny how one goes with the other. Now, generally, an empath, as I said earlier, it's really important that we take care of ourselves because we have a tendency to take care of other people more than ourselves. And we can very much ignore our own needs. Anything that we need, anything that is important, we have a tendency to, it makes us uncomfortable to put ourselves first in anything. We hate confrontation. So whatever we can do to settle a situation, avoid confrontation altogether, or put somebody else's needs or their wants or desires before our own becomes easier for us because of the fear, so to speak, of needing to defend ourselves or feeling like we are creating a problem in somebody else's life. So there can be a lot of guilt that comes up. So we're very generally, we just want to keep the peace. And so the pitfall of that is we end up putting our needs on the back burner. We don't take care of ourselves in the way that we know we maybe need to. And that can be anything from our health to our nutrition to even the bigger things in our wants and desires in life, where we almost allow, because of being so empathic and so sensitive to other people's feelings, that in order to keep the peace and to allow things to flow better or easier for others, we have a tendency to overlook what is important for us and what it is that maybe we need, we want, or desire. Now, this is what's so amazing about this truth moon that is upon us, because it is an invitation for all of us, every single little empath out there, to begin to look at what it is we truly do need for our lives, to take care of ourselves in greater ways than what we've ever taken care of ourselves before, to recognize the gifts within our sensitivity and to be able to navigate that in a healthier way. And that is going to be a lot about what I chat with you about after the commercial break. So again, I want to invite you, if you're having anything going on, if you're feeling being empathically overwhelmed in your life or have any need a little bit of assistance, give me a call, 248-809-3475. I will be back after the commercial break.
Gang, so chances are there'll never be an emergency ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So who's gonna do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Did you know that 7 in 10 girls believe they are not good enough or don't measure up in some way? I'm Amy Poehler. You may know me from film and television, but I'm also involved off-screen, encouraging young girls to be proud of who they are. Body image breakdowns and the pressure to be perfect often causes a girl's self-esteem to plummet. But by being positive role models, we can change that. The number one wish among girls is for their parents to communicate better with them, including more frequent and more open conversations. So get involved and start talking. Begin a conversation with a girl in your life about the importance of self-esteem. Tell her why she is beautiful and set an example by avoiding negative self-talk. You can make a difference in the lives of girls, and that is no laughing matter.
This message was brought to you by American Women in Radio and Television and was made possible through the generous support of the Dove Self-Esteem Fund, working together to raise self-esteem in girls everywhere. To learn more, go to campaignforrealbeauty.com. Thank you for making a difference.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
I'm a volunteer at United Way. I'm asking people around the neighborhood what they think this place needs.
Wi-Fi everywhere.
More playgrounds.
Oh, more ice cream trucks.
I was thinking more money in the pockets of local families come tax time.
Can I change my answer?
I was just kidding about the ice cream.
When it comes to getting better tax refunds into the hands of local families, what this place needs is you.
To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org.
Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway, just enjoy your life. Get out of your way, lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
Hello and welcome back to the show, sweet friends. We are embracing the gifts of being an empath today. And, I was just sitting and just kind of holding some space and thought around, you know, what it is I've shared and what it is, you know, how it is that I'm able to help and support you. And, when we look at being an empath, I really want you to understand that you're so important, that we are so important to the world. We're so important to our family, our communities, for reasons, not from an ego standpoint, but from that vibrational standpoint of what it is that we're able to help other people in being able to get through within their own lives. As I said, we are highly tuned in to sense our senses, and empaths have huge hearts, big-hearted people, and so we try to relieve the pain and the suffering of other people, whether that be, you know, people within our own family, or whether there is, you know, within some of the traumas and things that happen on a global scale. So it's natural for us as empaths to want to reach out to help other people to ease their pain. But one of the things that it doesn't kind of stop there for us. Instead, you know, we take it on as if it's ours. And so we become very drained, emotionally, mentally, physically drained, even spiritually drained. And we can go from feeling really drained and upset and get on a really big, what I want to refer to as an emotional roller coaster. We experience a lot of highs and lows emotionally because of it. And it is exhausting in all kinds of ways. So, you know, we look at understanding that as we're so sensitive that our nervous system is always on high. And so we can very, very easily get frayed by noise, by excessive talking, by even smells and things that play out up around us. It's like things can become very irritating for us. And so, you know, my daughter and I always joke because we're both very, very sensitive. We're both very sensitive empaths. And she always will say to me, "Mom, it's just too people-y out there for me today. I can't take all the noise. I can't take all of the busyness or chaos that's playing out energetically." And so, you know, that's one of the things that kind of trips us up all the time, because we are in this place of being so, so wanting to help, so wanting to give, so wanting to, you know, be the light in someone else's life, especially when they're going through something very dark or something very painful. We show up. We show up as the helpers, the healers. Now, if you are a medium, I'll tell you, not every empath is a medium, but every medium is an empath. And so because of it, that super sensitivity that is common for an empath becomes exaggerated as a medium, because now we are so attuned to that vibration of what is playing out around the world and the people around us. But now, and we are also highly tuned and sensitive to the vibrational frequency of spirit on the other side. So we become not only overwhelmed by the people who are physically, you know, our very tangible world, the reality we exist in. But now there's the unseen world that we begin to feel and absorb, and we begin to recognize in terms of conversation or connection with spirit as well. And so it can reach a point, and I know I certainly have, and I really recognize that even though I've been doing my best to create some balance, and I've got some strategies in place that I'm going to share with you here in a few minutes in terms of, you know, helping you to navigate this. And even though I really do try, I still find that there are times that I can get very overwhelmed. And when I take a look, I've probably these last couple of years that I have been very attentive to creating balance for myself, and in the same breath also recognize that I, you know, have a tendency to become very overwhelmed empathically before I recognize that I need to start taking care of myself. So this conversation today is about helping you, and it's also a great reminder for me to help me a little bit more, so of course I can continue to help you. So some of the strategies, you know, we have to look at protecting our sensitivity. We've got to look at setting some limits and some boundaries. We've got to put some practices into place. And I'm definitely, as I said, I'm going to share some of that with you. So one of the probably one of the greatest things to do is to begin to identify, you know, who or what is draining your energy. We refer to these like as energy vampires. And I know, and I am of no judgment of anyone. I know that everybody has their, has things going on in life. We all have different vibrations around us, but it becomes really important that we honor ourselves in a way of, you know, avoiding situations or places or events even that we know that we're going to be around people where we may feel as if our energy is getting sucked out of us. And so it's important for us to get into, I want to say, in preparation for these things, as opposed to be, you know, trying to take the medicine after the event is over. So preparation becomes opportunity for us as empaths to get into a place prior to us even going anywhere. And that really becomes, you know, a matter of being able to fill our cup up. So if you know you have an important event coming up, or there's something going on and, you know, you're in that hesitancy of not wanting to go anywhere, be very conscious about taking some time to prepare for the event, as opposed to, as I said, needing to take the medicine after the event is over. So in preparation, look at things that you can do that really nurture yourself. I know for me, I always make sure that I have plenty of time to get ready. There's nothing, an empath, the pressure to meet a time when we don't have what feels like enough time, that adds to the degree in which of what we're feeling. So we can become overwhelmed by suddenly we're putting on more expectations. So make sure that you have plenty of time to get ready. Give yourself an opportunity to indulge, whether that be in your bath or your shower, so that you're not rushing. There's nothing worse for an empath to get into the energy to create even more chaos in preparation for a chaotic event energetically. So we want to make sure that we're in a place of smoothing things out for ourselves, so that we are full, you know, our light is full. We feel full when we're going, you know, into these events. So we want to make sure that we're taking some time. Give yourself, instead of giving yourself an hour to get ready, give yourself 3 hours to get ready if you're able to do that. Create some space and time in there so that you can take care of your physical needs. Take some time to, you know, just to pamper yourself in preparation. Try to ensure that you have enough time to drive to where you want to go so that you can enjoy the drive and getting there. there again, so you're not tense and frustrated within traffic and knowing that you're the fear of being late. You don't want to create any more anxiety or any more stress in the midst of what is going to be what feels like a stressful situation ahead of time. So what we do before these events is what sets us up, so to speak, so that we can have more ease as a result, and then we're not going to feel as energetically drained when it's over. And trust me, I had to learn that the hard way. So now I take time to get ready. I say a prayer over the event. I set some intentions for how it is that I would like to experience the event, the things that I'm looking for, asking the universe of what will bring me joy, what will bring me happiness, how it is that I require the event to play out in order that I may feel at ease and I may have a sense of peace about me. So take some time to do a little pre-work on anywhere that you, before, you know, going anywhere. Anywhere that anything that you have going on, because you want to get into a place of avoiding the act of sucking out the energy, and you want to get yourself into a place where you are actually energizing yourself prior to going. So there's a lot of, there's a spiritual practice out there that talks about bubbling up with light. I am not a bubble up with light person. In fact, I kind of teach things from the inside out through my programs. And those of people that have been certified with me through my mediumship programs know that I'm all about expansion. I definitely do not believe in bubbling up with light. But it is important for highly sensitive people to create some way that is significant to you, that is going to allow you to feel safe. And so look at getting into, no matter what circumstances that are going on, if you feel comfortable with bubbling yourself up or creating an energy shield, so to speak, go ahead and do that. It's one of the ways where that allows you to find balance and, where you can kind of be within your own little world while the whole world is existing outside of your bubble. It's a really great practice. I encourage you to look at going from the inside out, to really get into a place of expansion of the love inside of you, expansion of your own light, and to be able to, to really create an openness, an open heart and an open mind and an open energetic field, so that you become even greater and bigger within your vibration than what's playing out around you. So it really becomes to open up, allow that we don't want to, I always recommend to not look at creating a bubble, because a bubble will stop flow. You want to invite yourself energetically to be in flow with all of the energies that are at play, but in a place of expansion, so that your vibration is in a place where it's not in absorption of the energy, but it is an awareness to it. It puts us into a place where we're better able to respond to what is playing out in the world instead of becoming reactive to what we're picking up or what is happening on an energetic level. Now, empaths everywhere, you need to be really, really careful about the crazy thoughts that you can have within your own mind. The negative habits of thought, those feelings that invade your mind. It's really important that you and me included become very attentive, very conscious about the thoughts that are playing out. Now, to understand that, it's okay to have an angry thought. It's okay to have a not so nice thought. We all do. We're perfectly human. We all have good and bad, light and dark, inside of us. So sometimes we do have some negative thinking patterns. We do fall into judgment. That's a natural part of being human. In fact, that ego part of us is what makes us human. But it then becomes this responsibility where we get a hold of our thoughts, we get a hold of the stories that are playing out in our minds, and we begin to flip things around so that we begin to have a dialogue in our mind that is more supportive in terms of what is playing out around around us, of the people, of the events, of the situations, and also then to get in a space where we become more about the solution instead of what the negativity that we're feeling. So as an example, if I was to go to a social event or a family gathering, and I know that sometimes, as I said, it can be energetically overwhelming. When I do this, I get into a place of where I'm focused in my heart. I really get into the expression or expansion of light. I approach these events. I've done preparation ahead of time where I've set my intentions. I've given myself plenty of time to get there. And I move into these events more in terms of how it is that I can serve, being the solution, instead of reacting to the things that people are doing or things that people are saying. So I put myself into these situations, not instead of being active in as one of the puppets within things, I become the observer. And I get into an observer mindset where I begin to see, how is it that I can serve? What is it that I can say to help bring some ease or joy into the situation? So instead of getting overwhelmed and inundated and panicked and wanting to run out of my own skin and get back home, I put myself into light mode or into work mode, or as we can combine that and say, I go into light worker mode. How can I, and I am the observer, and how is it that no matter where I get out of judgment of others and say, how is it that I can bring more love here? What is it that I can say to help to ease the situation? Or, angels, can we wrap this conversation up so that I can move forward? And I'll tell you, they definitely jump in order to assist with that. Now, it really becomes important that after an event like this, just as we do in preparation for things, that we look at getting into a way of being able to take care of ourselves after an event is over as well. So we've gone to the event, we've been the observer, we've had the conversations, we've made it through the evening. And then when we get home, we get back to our own space. It's important for us to get back into the mindset again by making our well-being a high priority. We need to take care of ourselves before we're able to take care of others. And one of the greatest ways for us to do that is to have some alone time. It's not selfish to want to have some alone time, you know, to whether that be going for a walk out in, you know, out in nature, if it's, you know, if you're able to do that alone time by taking a nice, you know, warm bath. I know for myself, I love my bath time because it's an opportunity where I can just, you know, disengage from the world and just really be within space where I'm all by myself. Find opportunities to create some alone time so that you can make sure that, you know, you're honoring your energy, that you're giving back to you after giving to so many people at the event or in your day or at your job or whatever it is. I know I'm using the analogy of a big event, but you can apply this to anything that you have going on within your life, making sure, one, you make space and time for you in preparation, that you say some prayer, you get into acts of prayerfulness or set some intentions about how it is you would like your day, your week, your the event or circumstance to play out for yourself, where you get yourself into a space, a more centered space in terms of expansion, where you allow yourself to be the observer to what is playing out around you instead of part of the equation. So you get into solution mode. And then when it's complete, at the end of your day, at the end of the event, whatever it is, that you take opportunity to disengage and have some alone time. And just like in preparation, you fill your cup up again. Now, filling our cup up, as I said, can be a hot bath, can be some alone time. But I want to tell you, the juiciest thing for me is meditation. Meditation, my Nia practice, my yoga practice, anything that allows for me to be present with my body, to be present with the moment, with my breath. Being able to find my center. It is so important for empaths to stay centered, to stay centered, to stay grounded in the midst of all of the chaotic energies that are playing out around. So if you don't currently have a meditation practice, oh my gosh, I cannot invite you enough times to really look at creating some form of practice for yourself so that you can have that centeredness, so that you can have your alone time where you can sit in conversation as well as in communion with your own soul. That's really where we begin to, neutralize the impact of the infringing energies that are everywhere around us. We want to get into a practice that gives back to us. That's why yoga is so good, because yoga, we're moving the body. It's bringing us to our breath, bringing us into focus, bringing us into center. That's why Nia, I'm all about Nia, because it just allows us to engage with our bodies, to be present with the here and the now. And we're not only allowing that to happen, as we are receiving our set and being centered in that moment, we are expressing and letting go of all of the energy that does not serve, of anything that is not ours. It's a beautiful way to take care of our needs. So do find something that is going to give back to you on a regular basis. It's so important to know that you matter, and that it's so healthy for you to make yourself a priority in your own life. The more that you can take care of you, the more of you that there is to give. And as empaths, we just want to give. We are the helpers. We are the peacekeepers. We are the ones who, are truly want to make a difference in the lives of others. But we can't do that when we're, when we're way too overwhelmed within our state of being. Now, what else is so very important? I mentioned a little bit earlier about it, and if you've tuned in to any of my other radio shows where I've spoke about being an empath, I've got many of them because it's a conversation I have often, because it's something that I'm working with often in my own life. And so if you tune in, one of the most important things, as I said earlier, was to say, what if it's not mine? But what becomes even more powerful is to understand that because we are so highly sensitive to the energy around us, we begin to look at navigating within the energies that we're receiving from that mindset of what if it's not ours, and getting actively engaged with the energy, in such a way that instead of buying into it as if it's ours, we say things like, I am recognizing the energy of sadness. I am recognizing the energy of depression. I am recognizing the energy of anxiety. I'm recognizing the energy of happiness. I'm recognizing the energy of joy. When we can be in recognition of the energy, we can be in an awareness and an experience of the energy, but we're not taking it on as if it's ours. And we put ourselves more into flow with the energy instead of overwhelmment or restriction. So we really want to get into a place where we are not, we can buy in. I encourage people to say, I am joyful. I am happy. We want to buy into that juicy stuff. However, even allowing ourselves to recognize the energy of joy and to recognize the energy of happiness, we bring ourselves into flow. And when we're in flow, it allows us to be more open to receiving even more, or receiving what we're experiencing and something greater. So we want to, get into recognizing the energy. It's one of the most beautiful ways that you can play around with things energetically so that you can thrive. And finally, I've got a really great clearing statement that I would like to share with you. This is something that I learned through Matt Kahn, and I'm not too sure if you're familiar with who Matt Kahn is, but if you're not, I really encourage you to connect with his teachings. One of the things that came out, and I'm so grateful I had a friend share this with me a few weeks ago, one of his teachings that came out was to be within the recognition of energy. But this clearing statement, I want to leave you with the words of Matt Kahn here at the end of the show. Thank you, universe, for reminding me what it is that I am resolving and clearing on behalf of all. Isn't that beautiful? That we can recognize that we are transmuting energies, that we are a part of the healing that is taking place on the planet, in the world, that through us, we are transmuting energies, relieving other people of their pain, their suffering, and the things that we're taking on. It's about not protecting myself from it, but protecting yourself from it, but in recognizing that we are all a part of the solution, that we are here and we can enact upon our own power within us to be a part of the solution, to be a positive contribution, and to make a difference in people's lives simply by being who we are. All right, sweet friends, thank you so much for tuning into today's show. And hey, I want to make sure to give you a little extra push and a little extra nudge. The Academy of Spirit, the doors are opening in just a few days. If you are not on the wait list and you are really looking to delve into your learning, your growth, and deepen your connection with spirit and your mediumship potentials, I invite you to over to my website, bonnieworth.ca. Go to the Academy of Spirit, join the wait list, be a part of the purpose, and I look forward to supporting you through the school and, of course, continuing here every single Wednesday on Lighten Up. Thank you so much for tuning into today's show.